run, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show. The only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAFAMOUSE.
Okay. Really? We don't?
We
sure?
Don't. We only speak for ourselves and not even that well. Welcome, all my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend.
Run away.
My name is Bruce B. As always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Good.
So.
What?
The holidays are coming up pretty soon.
Jingle, jingle, jingle?
Turkey, too.
Yeah, we got gobble day to get through.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Anybody planning anything in particular for gobble, gobble day?
Nope.
We're not sure what we're doing yet. We probably better get on that, because if we want to order a turkey or anything so we don't have to actually cook it, we're going to have to do that.
Oh, my God.
What?
I saw the thing I must have.
What must you have?
That you'll only use like once in your entire life.
And what's that?
It was
a condom?
It was a machine for cooking fried turkey. It was like, you know, they always talk about how frying turkeys, you got to be careful because you got this thing.
Explode.
Yeah, they can explode and it does all this damage. This thing is a turkey frying machine. And it's all set. It's all internalized. You put it in. It never gets too hot.
Do you know what a moron you'd have to be to make a turkey explode when you're frying it?
Well, you got to keep...
I have fried a turkey. You know what a really good idea is? Follow the directions.
I know, but one of the things that talked about... on the show that, of course,
is when
trying
you've
to
washed,
sell...
When you've washed the turkey, it's a good idea to make sure and drain the cavity and don't leave like water in it when you stick it in boiling oil.
Well,
just a good general idea.
The one
idea.
Thing it said to be most careful about, of course, this is a show trying to sell you a turkey cooking machine, but like that you have to sit and watch the heat all the time on the fryer when you're doing, because most people that do it use some kind of a propane thing that is cooking it, and you have to watch the heat on it, or you can also explode.
Another
your
good
turkey.
Idea is don't completely fill your pot with oil before you stick a 20-pound bird in there because it might overflow.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's kind of like don't have any really heavy girls in the hot tub.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just a good rule. That's a good rule for a lot of reasons.
I'm just saying.
That was rude.
We're guys.
You know, I was thinking hot tub time machine, you know. What a great movie. Did you see it?
Yes.
Hot Tub Time Machine?
That's a great movie.
I got a kick out of that movie.
Yep.
Shelly, did you like it?
I've never seen it.
Oh, you should.
You should watch it.
She's been happy because I've been fine. Well, she hasn't. I don't think she's watched any of them yet. Red Dwarf. It's a series from the BBC. And they stopped making it several years ago.
Uh-huh.
One of the guys from it, did you ever see Tomb Raider?
Yes.
The guy that's her butler
yes.
is one of the main guys in the TV show. It's quite good. They just started coming out with Series 10. It's awesome. I like it.
A little spicy, dear?
Oh, there's a cup of noodles going around, and it's got habanero sauce in it or something. Perfect. Well, you know what that means. Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
Okay.
My dudes were tight.
We've got shout-outs to Bill, Donald, Fran, and Robert.
Awesome. And I'm guessing Shelley, too. Did you put in a couple?
Yeah. A new kind of candy is coming out. Well, it is out on the market, but in America, you can only get it on the internet. You have to order it. It's from Bulgarian candy maker named Alpi, and it's a sort of tangerine-flavored sweet, like a hard candy, that when you eat it, after a few minutes, the smell of roses will come out of your pores. It what? Makes you smell good. It's candy that makes you smell good, and it lasts for about 6 hours.
Really?
Yes. Now, it's kind of expensive. You get, like, a few pieces of it for $10. It's for a small bag. It's, like, 4 or 5 pieces.
Yeah, but it makes me want to try it now.
You can get them on the internet in the U.S. They're expecting, actually, to start shipping them to U.S. stores soon. It's already available in the U.K., and it's extremely popular.
Is it popular with drunk drivers who don't want to smell like booze?
It's called Dio Perfume Candy.
Is it only for roses? There's nothing else?
Yeah, it just says rose, a lingering rose scent.
I think it should be required in France.
Yes. Yes. As should shaving underarms. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
And showering occasionally.
This week, Amazon customers can now order wine. Amazon has launched something called Amazon Wine, which is a marketplace for wines in the U.S. Bottles start at around $9.99.
For a $3 bottle?
There's only a small number of states that are eligible at this point because of the local booze laws or whatever. Those states are California, go us, Connecticut, Florida, Idaho, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Nevada, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to do the whole list. Anyway, they're hoping to add the rest of the states soon. My instant thought was, okay, so I'm 15. I want booze for a party. I go to Amazon. I order a bunch of booze. They deliver to my house. No problem, right? Apparently, you can't do that because when it's a signature. You have to sign for it, mm-hmm. and the postal carrier is required to ask for ID.
Yeah, so. That I can say that's fraught with problems. Because a postal carrier is bringing it to you, which means that a lot of times you might not be home, so someone else can't sign for it.
Required to be signed by someone over 21.
Yeah, but I mean, so all I got to do is sign somebody else's name to it and...
You have to show an ID.
You have to show ID.
I know, but I just have my big brother do it.
Oh, sure.
Or something.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Of course,
not that I'm telling people
the name
how
has
to get around
the name
this.
Has to match up, so.
So?
So?
You do it under somebody else's name. It's awesome.
Have it delivered to the next door neighbor, the 75-year-old lady.
Hey, can you sign for that, please?
No, you just order it under her name, her address. They deliver it. She signs for it because she don't know what it is.
Nice.
She's not paying for it. It's already prepaid.
That's how to get around it, folks.
That's right.
Brought to you by Recovery 101.
Glad we could help.
All you underage drinkers.
In Los Angeles, actually, the story's out of Los Angeles. Well, and the movie came out of Los Angeles. But the Anheuser-Busch company is possibly going to sue Paramount if they do not agree to remove the Budweiser logo from the film Flight. In all remaining distribution and in DVDs.
Wait. Why?
Why?
Normally, companies want product placement.
Yeah, absolutely.
However, in the movie, he's drinking and driving.
Oh.
And they don't think that is very good for their company image.
Probably not.
I did not know this, but apparently you do not have to ask for permission from a company before using their products in a film.
That's because usually they're trying to pay you to use the product in their film.
Right. But, I mean, if you just wanted to use, like, for example, E.T., Reese's didn't get paid for that. That was serendipitous.
Reese's has been loving that ever since. Reese's Pieces. Matter of fact, what? I love Reese's Pieces. Love them. Now, Shelley, do you still have the boozy news about Anheuser-Busch? You told me about one.
Oh, you know boom, what? Boom, I forgot boom, to pull boom. It down, but I know the story.
Yeah, you should tell that one because
okay,
this is a badass
story. Kazoo alert. Kazoo alert. Kazoo alert.
Kazoo alert.
We don't know which one is which, so it doesn't really matter. Oh.
Just to me.
Who knows?
I only used it once, and that was 6 months ago. Okay, hero of the week. Hey, And the hero of the week is Anheuser-Busch.
Was running out of air there.
Okay. At any rate, the reason why Anheuser-Busch is the hero of the week, in New York and New Jersey, places that have been hit fairly hard by Sandy, there are still a lot of people that don't have fresh water. And apparently,
fresh beer though. Right?
They're not.
No.
This is
awesome.
Just wait. Apparently, they're having a little trouble getting water to these people for whatever reason. I don't know. So Anheuser-Busch shut down the beer production on one of their plants and took a bunch of cans, just painted the word water on them. And, of course, they put the Anheuser-Busch logo on. And canned water for like a week in their plant.
Then took the water they'd make the beer with and just put cans
of water. So it's all purified water. Then shipped it for free and started giving it away to people that needed water in those areas.
You know why New York and New Jersey aren't getting water?
Nope.
It's George Bush's fault.
Send your hate mail to Mark at recovery101radio@gmail.com.
At any rate. But
I thought that was awesome.
I thought that was pretty cool. Because they're taking a financial hit. I mean, it's, you know, they're not producing beer.
Well, they're not. They've got a whole week of their production
down.
How
much do you think it cost them?
I don't know. To ship it, to make beer for a week
at one of their plants?
At
probably.
One of their plants.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much beer they make in a week.
And
but
did they
I
not make any beer, or did they just cut back beer production and pump out a bunch of water into cans?
No. They shut down one of their plants.
You know what this kind of reminds me of?
I think it'd be hundreds of thousands of gallons of beer.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how much beer they
and
make.
And how much
week.
Publicity have they gotten?
Oh, yeah, no.
This?
See, that's the thing is the publicity.
I don't know that they've gotten that much because I got to it from a dinky little link from another link from another link. It wasn't like it was on Yahoo News.
We're talking
but it's on
about
our
it.
Show.
Of course,
it's
we
on,
don't. Yeah. Our listeners don't really frequent Anheuser-Busch products, but we hope.
Well,
but if you
the ate, official
folks,
relapse beer of recovery 101.
If you go out, make sure you drink some Bush to support that company.
Okay, can we not promote that? Sheesh.
Why? We'll be here when they get back.
I'm not saying. I'll save a seat for them. It's okay.
I'm not saying anything.
Oh, by the way, recovery. That's for the Cal Poly Pomona drinking game.
In Clayton County, Missouri. Now, I did not know this. I mean, I don't know who did, but.
But we're about to.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, they're having a problem with pizza delivery drivers being shot to death in St. Louis. So,
wow.
That seems a little bit like, you know, a bit of an overreaction to getting your pizza late, but, you know, call me crazy.
Crazy.
So the St. Louis County Police Chief is putting his undercover officers on a special assignment delivering pizzas to try to stop the violence. So next time, if you're in St. Louis and you order a pizza, you never know who's going to be delivering it. So you might not want to go to the door with a roach in your hand.
You're going to shoot the guy.
Yeah.
And he's going to shoot back. That'll be awesome.
Because shooting a cop is worse than shooting a pizza delivery guy?
The greatest thing we ever did is when Domino's Pizza first started out, we were in our fraternity.
30 minutes or less.
30 minutes or less, or your pizza was free. And we would get all the fraternities and all the dormitories to all order pizza at the same time. And, you know, they'd order like 3,000 pizzas. Mm-hmm. And about 12 of them would come on time, and the rest of them would be late. And almost immediately the next week is you got a $2 off coupon if it was 30 minutes or late.
They actually stopped doing that because
the drivers were going nuts.
Yes, 18 drivers in the first month died in car crashes trying to get the pizzas there so they wouldn't lose the money. Because the money comes out of their pockets.
Wow.
Yeah, but they get tipped well.
What?
They get tipped well.
No,
not
they
if
don't.
They're dead.
Yeah, that's a heck of a tip. Yikes. In Atlanta... well, actually, the story was done in
Atlanta. No, it's Atlanta.
This is happening. This is happening to me a lot. I go to various news sources, and the story comes out of there, but the actual story happened somewhere else.
So it really wasn't in Atlanta.
It wasn't in Atlanta.
But you said it was in Atlanta, so you've misrepresented the story already.
This is another stupid study. This was sent to me by Bill.
Was there funding?
Huh?
Was there funding?
Well, if you live in Finland... I suppose there would be.
A story coming out of Atlanta about Finland?
Yes, a group of Finnish...
Were you Finnish already?
Finnish researchers They collected data from 55,000 participants over a, get this, they got paid for 9 years to do this.
Wow.
They found that people who live close to a bar tend to drink more.
Are you effing kidding me?
No, that was the study.
Did a study on that?
Yes. That was the end result of the study.
I have a study I want to do.
Guys that live closer to a crack house smoke more crack? Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. The person with the bedroom closest to the bathroom pees more than people whose bedrooms are further away. I think we should do a study on that. Of people 55 and older. I think we should do a study of that.
Who wants to give us funding?
Depends. Give us $2.5 million to do the study.
The Depends company?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Isn't that Kimberly Clark?
Yeah. That's her sister, Sadie.
Tom Jones is so old now when he sings, chicks throw Depends up on stage.
Yeah.
In?
Florida!
Yes. 29-year-old Jennifer Peranian told the cops that she wasn't feeling well. They arrested her anyway because they discovered that she was in Starbucks, high on crack, a meth pipe in front of her, and she was masturbating.
Okay, well, we call that Tuesday.
That sounds more like a Walmart story at McDonald's and Walmart.
Nope, Starbucks in Florida. She was sitting there. Patrons of the Starbucks became disturbed because there was a woman there muttering to herself and masturbating furiously. So
was it Meg Ryan?
Furiously?
Well, the cop said that when they got there, hands were going all over the place and up and down her pants.
How long was she doing this for?
I don't know.
My God.
You know what? Here's the thing I don't get. You said she's high on crack? I can't imagine going out
meth.
In public, period.
High on meth.
Oh, on meth.
Sitting
oh.
in public.
Yeah, still. I'm not one for like hanging out in a crowded restaurant, like loaded, with the meth pipe in front of me on the table. Masturbating, yeah.
Well,
that's
it's
awesome.
Florida. I mean,
with,
you know.
With the meth pipe?
Yeah, masturbating with the meth pipe. It's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight.
I mean, smoking meth at a Starbucks would be bad enough, but it's Florida, so you have to go one more. You have to
that
add
would never
to
happen
it.
In California. Because you can't smoke on the patio at Starbucks.
That's right, you can't smoke
that's
on the
true.
Patio at Starbucks.
And this from Santa Cruz, California.
That's the Mexican Santa Claus.
The banana slugs.
Santa Cruz.
I think the police might be able to find this guy. I'm not really sure. He's 5'3" tall.
That'll do it right there.
They lost him in a crowd.
He's wearing a blue beanie, white socks, a black patterned bandana, and gloves and pants and, you know, shoes. But I think it's the fact that he's 5'3" tall and is probably carrying a full-size pump shotgun that
it's
might tip
him off.
As tall
as he is.
Which is, yeah.
Singing
tried,
We Are Santa's Elves.
He tried to rob a convenience store in Santa Cruz. When the clerk looked down at him, decided, I can take him, grabbed the end of the shotgun and pulled.
Which end?
The one that was aimed at him.
And what happened?
Did he get shot?
No.
Oh.
There was a scuffle. He did lose control of the shotgun, but then the guy that was trying to rob him took it and ran off.
Did he catch him?
No, they're still looking for him. That's why I said they should be able to find him. He's a 5'3" guy carrying a gun almost as tall as he is.
Look for the midget with the big weapon.
Yeah.
And that is
I had
the,
a sponsee.
That is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We have a topic.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, we do.
What would that be?
Principles before personalities. Given to us by Zach Attack.
Thank you,
our
Zach.
Our good buddy Zach Attack. So we hear that in meetings all the time. Principles before personalities. Shelly, what does that mean to you? Shelly, who's halfway in the middle of eating a cookie.
It doesn't matter what you think of someone or their behavior or how they appear in meetings or anything like that, because it's not about who they are. It's about one addict or alcoholic helping another. The principles of the program come first. If you don't like somebody, okay, so what? We're all here for the same purpose.
Who's the lead on music by? What do you think, Mark? Have you ever had, let's put it this way. Have you ever had a time when you were challenged by the principles before personalities thing?
I've always had a problem with the principles before personalities.
Uh-oh, here we go. Let's hear it.
Doesn't that imply that once you've applied the principles, then you can let the personalities come into play?
That's what it would sound like, right? Principles before personalities.
Should it be principles instead of personalities?
It should.
Let's rewrite it.
Yet that's not the way it's written.
I know. So it's okay to let the personalities affect you once you've let the principles come to play first?
That's the way it would make it sound like.
The assumption is that the personalities wouldn't bother you if you applied the principles.
Well, but we don't have when you assume.
Make an ass out of you and me. Now,
yeah.
In the scheme of things,
There's a ninja walking down the driveway.
There's a ninja walking down the driveway. That would be more peanut gallery. And he does look like a ninja right now.
Osama.
Matter of fact. The thing on his face is so dark I can't even see his face.
The balaclava?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, so principles before personalities. Let's say there's a guy who's, you just can't stand him. You just can't stand him. And he comes to you because he needs program help.
Uh-huh.
And you just can't stand him.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stand
him. You got to help him though, right?
I send him to you.
Huh?
I send him to you.
You sent him to me.
I do.
Perfect, yeah.
I said, I know this great guy for you. Call Bruce.
Yeah, I have a lot of that.
Yeah.
I talked about it earlier tonight in my pitch. You know, I get people come to my place of business all the time in various states of loadedness.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of sober people that come. I get other loadies that come by. And the reality is, I don't really like
them.
Guys that are loaded being there.
But
sure, the principle
like
is
do.
To try and help them. And that's the thing that happens with me. I got a guy named Mario comes by all the time, hammered. And every time he's there, I'm like, hey man, you need to try and get sober.
But at what point do you cut them loose?
I don't know. I don't really do that. I'm always there to make the suggestion.
Bruce has infinite patience when it comes to that. I, however, do not.
I'm not even close.
I don't have infinite patience.
I think
patience.
I have more patience than Mark does.
You do.
I don't have infinite patience.
Because those would be newcomers, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Then you absolutely have more patience than I do.
No, I have principles before personalities. issue right now with somebody that I'm... oh. I'm starting to lose a little patience and respect for this person because of various factors, things that are coming into play, you know, dishonesty, an inability to stay sober.
So in other words, they're acting like a dope fiend.
Yeah, and okay. You know, inability to stay sober and then continually asking for help. And it's like, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, I have given the person every single instruction that I was given. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do it any other way.
Trying to pass them on to somebody else.
Yeah, if it's in the book, this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't, and I don't, I'm not the boss of anybody. I don't tell people how to run their lives or whatever. I try to take people through the steps. That's it. That's my job. And I don't know. I'm at a loss. And, you know, I told the person that. I said, I don't know what else to do with you anymore.
Tell them to go get loaded the way they really want to.
That's already been done a couple of times.
Did it work?
They did it upright.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Flatlined and everything.
Yeah. If you're flatlining, you did it. You did it right.
But if you're flatlining and you didn't stop, then you're one of us, and the chances are you're going to die of your disease.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, rock and roll, that's the way life is. I'll step over your body on the way into the room.
I don't know. So I'm you know, I'm in a position where, you know, like Bruce, he keeps helping people and helping people and helping people. I'm losing patience. And that's where, for me, that's where the personality is coming into it, because I'm like, I'm not really feeling this anymore, you know?
Live fast, die young, leave a good-looking corpse.
But the principles...
I live too long.
The principles tell me that anyone with a desire to stop drinking is welcome. And they have professed a desire. So my job is to help them. So, but do I make myself crazy doing this or what? I don't know.
What do you think about that, Mark?
I think that... the people who I've heard share in the past, I agree with a lot. The ones who say, everybody I have sponsored has turned out perfectly.
Bullshit.
Nope.
Lying.
Absolutely. I have stayed sober through every one of them.
Oh, you have?
What else matters?
That's true. You still sober, Shelly? You're doing it right.
Yeah. And
it's working.
After this latest extravaganza.
It's working.
I don't even think I'm going to walk into the grocery store anymore because they have booze there.
Here's the thing. Somebody goes out and gets loaded. You know what they're doing? Exactly what we do. They're doing what they're supposed to do. And as long as it's not me doing it, I'm okay with it. I really am. I don't get upset when people go back out because you know what? They're supposed to.
No, they don't. They're not supposed to. I mean,
they're supposed to.
Where is it written that you're supposed to?
How many people get and stay sober in any of the 12-step program?
Any method that anyone ever tries is 5%.
Then 95%. Then I guess the unexpected happens 9 times out of 10, huh?
I hate that phrase.
Yeah, because they're supposed to.
No, they're not supposed to.
Oh,
they
so it's unexpected
do.
When they do?
No, it is expected, but what I'm saying is it doesn't have to be
if
like that.
If it's expected, then they're supposed to.
No, they're not supposed to. Supposed to makes it sound like they have to do this. They don't have to. It's like I told this person, I said, you know what? Before you got sober, before you were introduced to the program, before you had any steps in you or anything, before you had a single day of sobriety, you were driven by a disease you didn't understand. You were powerless. Now you have some program. So anything you do after this point is a choice. You're choosing not to use the tools of the program. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. They could make a choice to use the tools.
Do you have to wipe your ass after taking a crap, or are you supposed to wipe your ass after taking a crap?
I'm hoping that you do. That's all I'm saying. Now, for me, for many years, I would have fit in the 5% category of, or 95% of people that didn't stay.
Yeah.
Many times. Over and over and over and over. And then suddenly I was in the 5%. So I always wonder, doesn't it kind of like take into account when you take the pull? Because if you'd taken the pull 2 days before I got sober last time, I would have been in the 95%. And 2 days later, I would have been in the 5%.
I know two guys in the last 3 weeks that are absolutely are in the 5%. You know how I know? They both died.
Yeah.
Sober.
Well, how about the guys that you would say, you know, you stay sober, and they're in the 95%,
mm-hmm.
and when, you know, it's kind of like, when does that take effect? How do you determine?
I don't know.
Sober for 30 days?
I don't know.
Is it sober for a year? Is it sober for 5 years, 10 years, for the rest of your life?
I don't know.
I never could figure out how they determine that. Is it that 5% of the people that ever tried to stay sober died sober? I don't know.
But I don't think that I was powerful enough to have a single person ever stay sober.
Because I hear it said all the time in meetings, you know what? Relapse is not a part of recovery. I hear that over and over and
it's
over
not.
Again.
You know, relapse is a part of?
Getting loaded.
Okay. Not to get back on the principles before personalities, but let's assume that we're talking about your 95% that you say are supposed to get loaded.
Yeah.
We are the 5%.
Uh-huh.
We're supposed to help them. If they're doing what they're supposed to do, then shouldn't we be doing what we're supposed to do, which is help them?
If they want what we have and are willing to go to any lengths to get it, we should.
If they professed a desire to stop.
I'm not saying desire.
I'm saying
if they're willing to go to any lengths to do it.
But it doesn't say any lengths in the traditions.
It says it in chapter 5. When it starts telling you how this works. If you want what we have and are willing to go to any lengths
to get it, then you're ready to take certain steps.
Yeah, until that time.
Some of these we balked. We thought we could find an easier, softer way, but we could not. With all the earnestness of our command, we beg of you to be fearless and thorough from the very start.
Yeah.
Some of us have tried to hold on to our old ideas.
And that turned to shit.
The results were nil until we let go absolutely.
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 So knowing that. Yeah, people are welcome to walk in the door if they have a desire. It doesn't say I have to help them if they have a desire. It says I have to let them sit down in a seat.
Shelly's got that Shelly puzzle look going on.
Wait a minute. There's a whole chapter on working with others. We're supposed to work with others.
Yes, we are.
So that's what we're supposed, if what they're supposed to do is get loaded, then what we're supposed to do is try to help them.
Mm-hmm. What chapter is that?
I just said working with others.
Which chapter is that? What number?
Chapter 5. No.
No, that's into action.
No, chapter 5 is how it works.
Yeah, chapter 5 is how it works.
Okay, well, wait. Then after, because I know the names, I don't know.
It comes after chapter 5, right?
Yes.
So, the point he's making is chapter 5 says you need to be willing to do whatever it
takes.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to be willing to go to any lengths. If you're willing to go to any lengths, then we work on the stuff after that in the book. Until that time, it doesn't matter. I see a lot of people come through, and they have this desire to be in the room. And I say the desire not to be in the room, not a desire to stay clean and sober. There's a lot of people have a desire to stay in the room, but they don't have a desire to stay clean and sober right now.
Well, then, based on that, we should kick them out of the room.
No, because they have every right to be there.
But it says if you have a desire to stop drinking.
Then
if they don't have the desire to stop drinking, they just have the desire to be in the room. We don't have to have them in just sitting in the room taking up space that somebody that has the desire might be able to use.
Shelly's saying kick out alcoholics.
So you
want to
kick them out? Okay, I'm good with that. I'll follow your lead, Shelly.
Wait a minute.
I
Shelly
don't
just
kick them out.
Shelly
I'm
just
going off of what you're saying.
Wait. Shelly just jumped on Mark's side for a minute there.
No, I didn't. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm just
how to feel to come over to the dark side, Shelly?
We have cookies.
We have cookies.
Welcome to the dark side. We have cookies.
Oh. I'm playing devil's advocate going off of what you said.
No, I mean, the only requirement for membership
right.
is a desire to stop whatever.
Right.
Okay. So that's the only requirement to put your butt in a seat.
Right.
But
you
being
said some of them
your
don't
butt,
have a desire.
Your butt being in a seat doesn't mean I have to help you.
But then what's the point? Why are we even going to the meetings if we're not supposed to be there to help people?
Because for those who want what we have and are willing to go to any
right.
lengths to get it,
right.
we are there to help them go through the steps.
I don't know. I think we also have an obligation to attract.
Be an example?
Right? Yeah. I mean, they're, you know, what if you're the only Big Book somebody ever sees?
I am an example.
A bad
it's
one.
Just like if I'm sitting in the emergency row of the airplane and the airplane crashes,
yeah.
Me jumping out that door and yelling, follow me, is an example. Even though they tell me I'm supposed to open the door and assist people on getting out.
Yeah, you are.
I am. I'm yelling, follow me, and I'm running like hell.
I'm not getting on a plane with you.
That's great assistance.
I'm not getting on a plane with you. Holy crap.
Because do you really think there are many people in the world that would open that door and would actually help people out and stay in the plane while they're helping people out?
Yeah, me. I've actually done it. I mean, not help them out of the plane, but sat in that row in case something happened. I would be willing to help them out of the plane.
Do you think when the plane actually crashes, and assuming you don't go out through the big hole in the bottom of the fuselage and you actually open the door,
yeah,
that I'd yell, follow me?
I wouldn't.
Because that's the greatest form. You have to be a leader.
Mark's like, I'm getting my ass out the plane now.
Okay, anyone you can else? Be the leader. I'll be Florence Nightingale.
If you want to live, take my hand.
That's right.
If you want to live, come with me.
That's right.
See, Arnold could be there for everybody.
Yeah.
If you want to live, come with me.
It's yeah. The other way around. Come with me if you want to live.
Come with me.
What happened with the guy in aisle 14? He had to split.
He's dead tired.
But, I mean, I don't see where going through, it's not up to me to decide whether somebody has the desire. It's up to them. And if they have the desire, even if I treat them like crap and ignore them and they have the desire to stay clean and sober, they will. Because I am not powerful enough to keep anybody sober, and I'm not powerful enough to make anybody get loaded.
No, I agree with that.
I'm powerless.
I agree with that.
I learned that after I was willing to go to any lengths to get it.
So, then Shelley.
What?
What would your final words on principles before personalities be?
Considering that we barely scratched the surface
of the subject.
Over
it.
We've been all over it.
I mean, we didn't even get into things like backbiting, gossip, all the other crap that goes on that violates the principles and goes for the personalities.
Hence part two.
I don't know. I would say that check your ego at the door.
Two. Mark.
Put me in my place.
What are your final words on principles before personalities?
Wow. I don't know. She just put me in my place. She just told me off.
Ironically, your place is in my Muggsy chair.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm being very nice. You get to sit in the good chair.
I'd rather come sit over by the heater tonight, to tell you the truth. Yeah, don't get into the personalities. Like you said at the beginning, the person who drives you absolutely nuts in the meeting, the person who shares something that drives me absolutely nuts in the meeting, what I need to do is I need to sit back and I need to remember that, well, shit, I don't have to remember anything. You know what? They just bug the crap out of me.
My final words on principles before personalities is I could absolutely hate someone. And if they come to me with a desire to stop drinking, I will help them. Now, Mark.
Yes.
Who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
In Philadelphia.
Yes.
The city of brotherly love.
Yes.
Bromance. He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can get to his site by going to recovery101.net. Scroll down to our sponsors. Click the link. Take you to his fine publication, which you can read online. You can get emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription, and he'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery house or a sober living or someplace where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce, and he will send out some hard copies to you to strew about the place for those of us to read.
So, Shelley.
Yes?
Someone's listening to the show. How could they best help us when they're listening to the show?
Someone is listening to the show. Well, congratulations. You've figured out how to work your mouse.
Or your iPhone.
Well, that's true. They could listen on their iPhones, which totally baffle me. So, really, congratulations. go to recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click on like or permalink. If you're a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've just been counted, and it really helps us out. If you're not, you will have an opportunity to become a member. It's free.
And it's fun.
It's fun.
You can follow us. You can find out when we post new shows via email. You can click like on old shows, and you can post comments and topic suggestions and things like that. And we do take topic suggestions, please. and you can add us to playlists for all of those rockin' parties that you're going to have in recovery.
Awesome.
Put it on your playlist right after Donna Summer's Last Dance.
I didn't even realize she passed away this year. I guess Last Dance was the last dance. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101. Rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
It's by Booby Trap.
By Booby Trap. If you saw her,
you'd be trapped.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you. Would be that you would find